number one sports betting program coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Why?
Good day, Tony.
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, man?
I think I got skunked on this program last night.
Oh, what, dude?
Man, how are you?
The Pacers won. I lost two other NBA bets, but Nevada Wolfpack, best fucking team in college basketball.
I technically did get skunked because the Orlando Magic, they took care of business. The Miami Heat, they took care of business. But the fucking Boston Celtics, which I said on this program was the one that I was worried about, blew away 22-point fourth quarter.
Now we were robbed.
Yeah, I thought they'd cover.
We were robbed.
That was not a foul.
It was a foul.
How was it a foul?
You shouldn't have called it in the first place then.
That's the issue I have. If you didn't call it a foul, then it wasn't a foul. You called it, so it was a foul. I don't think the foul was where he swung his leg. He pushed his chest after he shot.
Either way, fucking Celtics.
You call a foul with 0.7 seconds left. It's a foul.
But you just don't call that. Yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying. If it wasn't called, I wouldn't bitch at all. But the fact that you called it, I don't know. I feel like with 0.7, and then to boot, if you watch the end of the game,
to boot,
there was a tip ball. So they do the tip with 0.7 seconds left. Derek White catches the ball with 0.2, and they call a timeout, and the clock ends. Nobody checks anything. Game's over. So we're not checking that. Like, what? We're checking this. We're not like what?
Snip, snap.
Exactly. No fucking consistency.
Either way, it wasn't the best betting night as far as NBA or NHL. I'm done for a little bit. Well, tonight. I'm done for tonight.
I'm off the... I'm
not betting against Kraken.
I'm off the Arkansas train.
Okay.
Okay. So, Alabama.
Okay.
They got shit kicked at home by Tennessee. They got shit kicked last night. I'm off that train. Nevada +5.5, won by 10.
Duh.
San Diego State lost to UNLV. Didn't see that one coming. Yeah. Texas Tech beat the shit out of Oklahoma State. I think it started 35-10.
Nice.
Start the game. Illinois lost to Purdue. Would have helped if Illinois could grab a rebound so Purdue didn't get three chances every time at the end of the game. That happens. Syracuse did not cover. Lost by 15. Ole Miss +2.5. Lost by 3.
Oh,
and like I said, Alabama +1.5. Gave up 105 points to Florida.
How'd K-State do in Don and Kansas?
Blown out. What was the other one? Notre Dame.
That was ugly.
Blown out. So consider me retired from the massive underdog.
Tonight's just another night, okay?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta step back in the batter's box here,
yeah,
boys.
That's all you gotta do. Sometimes you gotta go back to move forward.
I got a nice variety tonight, I feel.
Okay.
And this is on me. There is a CONCACAF.
Yes, there is.
Champions Cup.
Yes, there is.
Mm. Yeah. So the
MLS takes on
Emma. Mexico, Miami's playing Nashville. So I don't know.
Okay.
So I saw one. There's one that was.
Are you looking at? So
it's Champions League, but for the CONCACAF.
So New England Revolution is playing Liga Deportiva. Houston Dynamo is playing Columbus Crew. Guadalajara is playing CF America. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is playing CF Monterrey. Nashville, Inter Miami. Those all go.
How did Inter Miami get into this? Because they definitely weren't in the top four.
Because they won the cup that they're not in this year. True. So FC's Cincinnati and Inter Miami go tomorrow.
Taking them?
Yes, but tonight. Or no, we can do that later. I'm taking the New England Revolution money line against Liga Deportiva.
Sure.
Go on.
Alahulili Nizi.
Yes. And then Houston Columbus Crew. I got Columbus Crew. Draw no bet there.
Okay.
I'll sit out Guadalajara CF America.
Okay.
I'll take Guadalajara because I think you got to back the home squad.
They are +200, Bruce. Maybe really? Go draw no bet, probably still plus money.
Maybe. I thought you were done with the big favorite or the big dogs.
I mean, 2-1, that's a favorite dumpster. I would
sleep on CF America. I mean, CF America's +140, sure. So it's not like they're both, you're getting plus money.
NBA.
Chivas is coming off a nice 3-0 loss on the road.
NBA tonight.
The Revs have looked like shit this year, to be fair.
I'm going with one play in the NBA tonight.
Oh, let's go, Tony.
Let's go, Tony.
It's a bounce back situation for a team against a team that is not good. Give me the Sixers minus the 5 at home against Memphis. Bounce back. They lost to Brooklyn last time out. There's a lot of back-to-backs today or tonight in situations. That was the only one. That was the only game that tickled my fancy tonight.
Is somebody out for the Lakers?
No.
No?
AD is questionable.
But he'll play?
He'll play. I think LeBron's questionable. Let me go back to it.
Sure. I have it up.
LeBron's questionable, but he'll play.
Okay. I like the Lakers at home. Money line against Sacramento.
I actually really do like the Lakers here. I think they're finding their stride. I think they're better than the Kings, especially down low with AD. And D'Angelo Russell is playing probably his best ball since he was on the Brooklyn Nets like a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Been shooting really well.
Would you guys like a tea leaf?
Go ahead.
Yeah, always.
Teams that lost by 50 and then are favored in their next game.
Golden State.
Undefeated.
Okay,
I'm on Golden State.
Okay, is Giannis resting his Achilles?
He is game time.
Yeah.
Okay, I like the Bucks plus 3.5.
I think the Bucks are a better team. I think 8 wins better right now, and they're getting 3.5, so I like that.
The tea leaves, boys.
Okay, I also like the Jazz catching 4 at home against the Bulls.
Okay.
I leaned Jazz. I did not.
They are a good home team.
And then is this worth a trip to the window? Probably. OKC, Clippers, Magic, Moneyline Parlay, plus 105.
Who do the Clips have? That one scared me.
At Houston, the Fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston's on back-to-back.
Yeah.
Did Clippers play last night?
No. The Clippers played 2 nights ago.
Magic played last night, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm also taking Washington's a back-to-back team like here with Cleveland.
A few times lately.
Magic are 6-6, ATS on back-to-backs.
Yeah. But
all right,
what were you saying, Mitt? Sorry, we were talking.
I'm gonna take Cleveland on a back to back going into Atlanta. I think okay. They're gonna run this. The win they got last night, some good mojo, and I just think they're a better team than
they are.
Run it up.
So plus 2.5 there.
Okay. NHL, there's 3 games tonight. Let's go Sebe Bay. I'll tell Nick to come in here for the 3 NHL games.
Okay. Anything tonight, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm on the University of Connecticut laying the points. Marquette's best player, I believe, is out,
yep.
Which is a tough blow with the best team in the country coming to town tonight.
All right. I like Villanova plus 1.5 at Seton Hall.
I like it.
I like George Mason moneyline at Rhode Island.
Okay.
If this one goes sideways, I'm going to stop betting against Tennessee, but South Carolina plus 5.5 at home. I like South Carolina.
Okay.
I got FAU moneyline at North Texas. I'm sitting out Marquette, UConn as much as I want to take Marquette at home. I like Mississippi State plus 2.5 at Texas A&M. SIU Edwardsville moneyline versus Eastern Illinois. Butler, moneyline versus Xavier, and the team that I can't give up on, and I don't know why, are in a moneyline parlay. It goes like this: Miami, Houston, Iowa State.
Okay.
Yep.
Good luck.
God bless.
What?
Nick, you also have the Winkler axes on today.
I do. Strength and honor, my friends. It's the only way.
Strength and honor.
It's the Jack only Kong. Way to advance and live life to the fullest.
I'm done. I'm taking the night off.
Well, what happened, Tony?
Why you gotta stop betting against?
We got smacked.
You gotta stop betting against Kraken. We come back from holidays. You bet against the only team you bet on.
Yeah,
what, 2 nights in a row.
That was weird. the Kraken have made me pay, and then the Preds were giving up goals that were going off the middle of the stanchion.
I tell you what,
weird.
I know the Habs aren't gonna make the playoffs, but they've made strides this season. I think Habs.
Have they? They're still.
Mark my words.
Barely above the Blue Jackets.
Clip this.
Strides were made.
The Habitants will be back in the playoffs next season.
Okay.
As long as they don't fire Martin St. Louis.
No, I think Marty St. Louis is a great coach. They just don't have the talent.
Yet. Yeah.
Marty St. Louis is the coach of the Habs.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm glad I can't hear him.
This guy just wake up.
Yeah. But if I were to take a peek at a
Moneyline parlay.
Leafs and Blanche moneyline parlay. Is this something
we can do?
We're kind of all seeing the same thing here. Here's the thing, though. This kind of scares me in this Leafs game. Buffalo has beaten the Leafs twice already this year.
Buffalo made a trade today, too.
They did. They got rid of Casey Mittelstadt, and they brought in Byram from Colorado, who's a defenseman.
Tasty little trade.
He's kind of struggled a little bit, but he should be able to find it playing on a stacked back end in Buffalo. Five of their last seven, too, for the Sabres. So, you know, this is the kind of run at the end of the season. You're playing for next year, putting some good tape out there. We'll just talk about in the NFL. Same thing happens in hockey. So these guys want to impress going into the offseason. So they're going to play hard. But I will take Toronto tonight because it's in Toronto. If it was in Buffalo, I'd actually really be all over the Sabres. And then I'm going to take Colorado at home on the 60-minute money line. We've mentioned this a couple times. 24-6 at home. Damn near unbeatable.
Red Wings also aren't the same team without Larkin. And he is.
Yes. I think, what, 1-3 without Larkin?
Dylan's out.
Yes. And I would love Texas Hockey to hoist Lordo. I mean, they're a great squad this year. I think you should be holding a Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup ticket.
They brought in Casey Mittelstadt and Sean Walker from Philadelphia.
They are healthy.
The one move I love that was made, it was Tarasenko going to Florida. Yeah, yeah. That is massive for.
We could be looking at Panthers Lanch Stanley Cup final.
But yeah, I haven't looked yet. You want to check real quick the Panthers Cup odds? I bet they're still shorter than what they should be.
They are. Let's go to win the Stanley Cup. They are the favorites.
The Panthers?
Okay, yeah. So they have adjusted.
At plus 700.
Oh, I don't love
the that. The Oilers are plus 750. The Lanch are plus 850. Texas Hockey plus 900. The Hurricanes plus 900. And the Bruins and Rangers at plus 1100.
Respect for the Rangers.
I think I'd be holding the Bruins ticket as well at 1100.
Colorado's hot ticket. I'm surprised they've adjusted Florida that strong already.
I worry about your Rangers against good teams, Bruce.
Me too.
I feel the same way about the Stars. I feel like we struggle against the better teams too.
Zero. See what the deadline brings. Who knows? That could change everything. Jake Ensel's still out there. I heard the Rags are interested. Would they trade in the division? Maybe. We'll see. Who knows? It all depends on the return. Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
God bless.
Wait, hold on. Are the Pens going to get Domingue back for Gensel straight up?
I don't even know where Louis's at anymore.
He's
still in the
Rangers.
He's still in Hartsford.
Yes, he is a Hartsford yard goat, I believe. That's
we got to have in the locker room.
Dude, Louis Domingue for Gensel straight up.
A Hartsford yard.
The yard goat is actually the baseball team. So I do not know.
Thank you, Nick.
I do not.
Hartsford yard.
Oh, we have a real golf tournament this weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we do with the Arnie Palmer.
Ooh, Arnie Palmy alert.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got a list of 7 guys where the winner will come from.
Holy shit.
Okay. And you could, however you want to bet these guys, whether it's 2-ball, 3-ball, whatever situation it is, the winner will come from Scotty if he can putt, but he is plus 650. That's way too juicy. I will not be laying a pre-tournament bet.
New putter.
Xander and Åberg are plus 1800. These two are the same guy. Sam Burns and Cam Young are plus 2800.
That's a little messed up. I'll give you Sam Burns is like a more weathered Davis Riley, but Cam Young is a little longer.
He is a little longer. A little farther down the list, Adam Scott's plus 5500. And then my long shot at 90-1 is the Frenchman Mathieu Pavon, who won earlier this year at the Farmers Insurance Open, is having a really good year. He's at 90-1. Those will be my 7 that I'm making bets on.
Yeah, I'll agree with you up top with Xander Schauffele. I do think that he is due to crack through and hit the winner's circle, and this feels like a good spot for him to do it. And then I'll just jump way on down there.
Let's not forget, Bruce hit a 80-1. Hideki before break.
Eric Van Ruin has been playing quite well.
He's on my list.
He's probably a classic like first round leader look. Maybe be the rabbit to chase at the Arnie Palmy this weekend.
Yeah.
Copperhead, baby.
Yeah, I had a couple first round in Van Ruin, Svensson, and fucking Pavon.
Who's tour junkies on? Tour junkies on it. Who their bomb?
TJ's. I could tell you who their betthenumbergolf.com.
Matthew Pavon.
I could tell you who their model has at the top.
Perhaps that on Matthew Pavon.
He is decently Scotty's number one in their model.
Oh, of course.
Matthew Pavone is actually number four in their model.
Yes! This is already fucking.
Are you sure?
I think so. Why? Are you looking at a different model?
No, I'm just wondering if you have the right Matthew Pavone.
I do. I do. That's betthenumbergolf.com.
Thank you, Tour Junkies. Way to go, Tour Junkies. As I said, as I told you, golf doesn't suck. Golf sucks right now. I love golf. I just want to watch golf on a Sunday and put my feet up.
I hear you. Hopefully we get to do it this Sunday, okay?
Hopefully.
Anything else?
Europa League tomorrow.
Yes.
I got Roma on a draw no bet versus Brighton.
Okay.
I got Liverpool, money line versus Sparta Prague.
The pool.
And then you put me down for a Leverkusen AC Milan money line parlay.
Lever and AC.
Yep.
How's Pulisic playing?
He's been taking some heat from away fans, I believe.
Yeah, he's getting into it over there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'd say the Italian league is no kids.
So Lazio has some CONCACAF lads that are fierce rivals with the U.S. men's national team.
Duh.
So they had some sparks flying away at Lazio.
Sparks.
The Ultras have been on. Did you see in the...
No.
Bundesliga game, Armstead lost 7-0. One of their ultras went on the field and gave a speech.
Nice.
And the players were standing there listening like he was actually the coach of the team.
I respect that.
And no security did anything. And it went on for about 2.5 minutes.
That's what happens when you lose 7-0. One of
the wildest things I've ever seen in my life.
All we need is a touchdown, boys.
anything else?
That's what I asked for.
Yeah, what do you got, Mitt? All time.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
We might not have had the best day on the program yesterday giving out picks.
No, we did not.
But we got to them.
Yeah.
It was what people wanted.
Get to the pick.
Yeah.
So, I have a good motto. Whenever you get skunked, maybe, throw all your picks in a fucking parlay. Throw a good amount of money on it because you're lucky. You're due. You're either hot or you're due on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
You're right.
Michelangelo.
You ever seen that meme? Okay, the guy's got the cartoon, the guy's got the axe, and he's 1 inch away from the diamond.
Yep. Keep on gambling, boy.
Christian Ushek as well said it takes a million no's to get that first yes.
Bingo.
Yep.
Who did?
Christian. Christian Ushek.
Oh, not Kyle?
No.
Not Chris.
What was the Kuza quote from it, or was that your own?
Thomas A. Edison, an inventor.
What did he invent, Mitt?
I don't know. It says inventor.
Like a famous, you think he was a famous inventor? Or just like
yeah, what if you had to guess one thing that he may have invented, what would you guess?
I should have left the last time.
No, I mean, it wouldn't. You were screwed once you said Thomas Edison, brother.
Thomas A. Edison.
Yeah.
Make sure you throw the A in there because we want to know.
Oh, wait. No, it's even better than the light bulb, right?
Yeah, it ain't on, pal.
Not just the light bulb.
Telephone.
Just all electricity.
Yeah. Fuck.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer down.